Hi everyone, welcome to Eloquent First Talk Show on Rolia. Before I start the show, consider giving me a big thumb up and something like this, because I know anyone who already hates me is not going to change his mind, still going to be hating me after this show. Anyone who already likes me, still going to be liking me after this show. So, nothing will change your mind, but I still want to give you something that potentially will blow your mind. Listen up. Let's dig right into it. Pick a metal. Something like silver, gold, steel, iron, a metal to describe my personality, my character. Which one will you pick? It doesn't matter if you hate me or like me. Just pick a name. Just picking a metal. You don't know which one, right? I can tell you that a metal that best fit my personality is zinc. Z-I-N-C. Zinc. Because almost every steel fittings or pipes are coated with zinc. Or the fasteners or steel fasteners are most likely coated with zinc. Because for only one reason, very, very good reason. Because zinc will sacrifice itself before the steel or iron ever get a chance to rust. So it's like a protective self-sacrificing coating. That's my personality. A lot of things are not about me, it's about my family, or about my best half, which is my wife. So I'm doing everything to protect my family. I'm doing everything for my family. So in order for all the good things to happen, I want and I anticipate and anticipate all the bad things will happen to me first. That's why I'm a zinc. I want bad things to happen to me, so they will not happen to my family. Like my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, my parents-in-law, they're in their house. When their hot water tank failed, I call around. No plumber, no gas feeders will come to my house because that was the year end. They're super busy. They're holiday season. They don't want to come to my house. Even if I'm willing to pay double, they're still give me like a 3 weeks waiting period. That's not acceptable. I can't let my parents-in-law live without hot water for 3 weeks in winter time. You know what that means? You don't want that happen to you. You don't certainly don't want that happen to your parents-in-law. So I decided to replace the hot water tank, to install a new, to remove the old water hot water tank and install a brand new gas hot water tank all by myself, even regardless of the fact that I had never done one in the past. I had zero experience when it comes to installing a hot water tank. But I did that anyway. So I took the risk. I evaluated the situation. I made an informed decision that it was durable. I could do it with the common sense, with all the experience from other fields that I gained from the past years, and that I could do it, and I must do it, not for myself, for my parents-in-law, because remember, I'm the zinc. I have to sacrifice myself in order to protect others. So I took the lead. I didn't run away, and I didn't run away from my responsibility, because that's a responsibility. I'm a man who's gonna stand up and took all the bad things. And hey, I'm not gonna dodge the bullets. I'm gonna be in the way of the bullets. Because behind me was my family. I have to do it. So it turned out to be good. I installed a hot water tank, the gas hot water tank. It seems to be running fine after 2 years. Nothing happened. It's just providing endless hot water every day. And my parents-in-law were happy. They're happy. You know, they probably don't know nothing about a hot water tank, but you know what I did for them. You know, it's responsibility, it's sacrifice, it's love, right? It's love. That's why I'm a zinc. You know, those people who hate me, I would recommend them to watch a TV show, American TV show called Everyone Hates Chris. Why everyone hates Chris? Because his Chris is different. He's different. He's not like you. That's why you hate them. But doesn't mean he's a bad guy, he's a bad boy. No, he's not. He's just very well behaved, very smart kid. You just hate him. You just hate him. So you hit him because he's different. I'm different. That's why everybody hates me on Rodeo. All right. It's not something new. You know, I've been hated all my life since I was a kid. Since I was a kid, even before elementary school. Everybody hates me because, oh, okay, somebody said, you're not a boy. You're a girl. You're so girlish. You know, you have too much feminine side associated with you. You're not man enough. I would say, what hogwash. Douchebags love to think that I'm not man. Dressing up and wearing leggings. It had nothing to do with manhood. You know, it's just my personal preference. I'm not gay. I'm not, into that kind of thing. I'm just different, but I'm very well functional male. I'm more man than most of you all, Aurelia. You have to understand that. If you don't understand that, if you have a problem understanding that, let me help you. Before you seek help from any shrink, you know, mental illness is a big problem. You know, unfortunately, it's probably not free in Canada. But let me help you. Let me give you some free advice, so you can get better, just like I did. All right. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Have a wonderful day.